Yes, I've got already signed in and everything, got a username, and I end up at the page that says, to access this page, please log in to your PayPal account. Where do I go from there?
Are you trying to use PayPal? How are you wanting to pay for this, sir?
I have a prepaid card, $10. And I signed in as a guest.
Okay, sir?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Shut down and restart your computer, please.
I'm sorry?
Shut down and restart your computer, please.
Let me just turn it off.
Go to start, then shut down to the option to restart.
Okay.
And remove the floppy disk.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Restart.
Okay, sir, is your computer back up?
Yes. Yes, it is.
What is your username, sir?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Just a second. Okay, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Put the floppy disk in the floppy drive, please.
Put it in?
Yes, sir. Click on my computer.
Okay.
Double click on 3.5 floppy.
A. Okay. Alright.
Double click on I setup. When it comes up, choose Indianapolis user and click OK. Not Indianapolis guest, Indianapolis user.
Oh. Okay, got it. File open, failed.
Click OK at the bottom.
Unable to create file.
Click OK again.
File to load library.
All right, remove the floppy disk, shut down and restart the computer. Looks like I'm going to have to set you up manually.
Okay.
I'll be right.
Remove the floppy disk, shut down the computer or restart?
Do a complete shutdown and then turn it back on.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, is your computer back up, sir?
Yes, sir, it is.
Double click on your shortcut to please.
Okay. Connect. Okay.
Don't connect. Do not connect.
Okay. Let me try it again here. Alright. The icon on the screen, double click it.
Yes.
Okay. I've got this little picture here.
Okay.
Okay.
Is a username listed there?
No, I'm at connect, send to, cut, copy.
Click on connect, sir.
Okay, got the connect dial screen.
Okay. Is the username listed there?
Yes, it is.
Change the username from guest to...
Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry, no. The guest name is not the dial number. I'm at connect, where you go to... push dial and connect to the internet.
Are you using Windows XP?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Click on properties.
Properties. Okay. Let's see. Let me get that back again. Okay. I got you.
Click the options tab up at the top.
Yeah. Okay. Properties. We got general.
Sir?
Huh?
Click on the options tab at the top.
I don't see it.
Exit out of everything. Get back to your desktop, please. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Click on start and then click on control panel.
Okay. Let's see. You can do okay. All right.
On the left-hand side where it says control panel, does it say switch to classic view or switch to category view?
Switch to category.
Double-click on network connections.
Network connections. Let me find it down the list here. Got it.
Put a check mark in the first two boxes you see there. You will then have a total of three boxes that are check marked.
The first three?
No.
One and two.
Put a check mark in the first two boxes.
Right.
Leave the third blank. The fourth one will have a check mark for a total of three check marks.
Okay, gotcha.
Click OK.
All right. Okay.
Click OK one more time or exit out of the control panel.
It says disconnected on the...
Just exit out of the control panel, sir.
Okay. All right, I'm out.
Double-click on your shortcut to...
Double-click. Okay.
The username should now be listed.
No. I'm back to that little connect. Double-clicked on it, and I got connect.
Click on connect, sir.
Okay, I've got username guest. Okay.
Erase the username, type in lowercase letters, all one word.
Okay, gotcha.
Type in your password.
Okay.
Once you have done that, click on dial.
Okay. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Okay, and click on dial. Gotcha. It's dialing. Okay.
Open up Internet Explorer. You should then get a stop sign.
Okay, Internet Explorer. Let's see, I've got Windows Explorer.
Blue E, sir.
Says
Internet Explorer. Double click on it.
Okay.
The one you use to get to our website.
I'm sorry, but I don't have the, Windows Explorer.
How did you get to our website, sir?
I put the disk in and I didn't go through Windows. Windows Messenger. Where is that?
Sir?
Yes.
Click on start.
I'm on start, uh-huh.
Top left corner where it says internet, what does it say underneath there?
Okay, I have got NSN Explorer internet. MSN?
Is this a brand new computer, sir?
Yes, it is. Supposed to be. I just got it. And actually, I'm renting it, of course.
Click on all programs.
All programs. Okay. Got it.
In that list, do you see Internet Explorer?
No, I do not. See Windows Explorer, but no, I do not see Internet Explorer.
Okay, sir, I don't know what to do at this point. You've got a Windows problem. You need to have Internet Explorer in order to get to our website.
So, do I go back to Control Panel to add and remove and see what the problem is?
What I would do is get hold of the people who you got the computer from and see if they can get Internet Explorer listed on there. Because at this point, we're stuck.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.